today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we are so happy to be with you. Today, we're going to speak about the message of Qadir. But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 12th of Zilhijjah, 1444. Of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar corresponding to the 10th of Tir 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of July 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to chapter 2, verse 124.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ.
And mention, O Muhammad, when Abraham was tried by his Lord with commands and he fulfilled them. Allah said, "Indeed, I will make you a leader for the people." Abraham said, "And of my descendants?" Allah said, "My covenant does not include the wrongdoers."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Precisely speaking, it's understood from the mentioned verse that the position and rank of imamate which was bestowed upon Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, only after successfully enduring those frequent difficult trials, was above and beyond the rank of the prophethood. Besides that, imamate includes divine guidance too. It means the innate quality of the imam's spiritual influence and the attracting glow of his pureness encompassing, deeply touching and truly affecting the realm of receptive people's hearts, which results in their spiritual guidance.
الذي جعلنا من المتمسكين بولايته علي بن أبي طالب والأئمة المعصومين
I told you we are speaking about the message of Qadir. Islam at a stake is the title of this part. The first point is obvious, giving that the Prophet does not speak from his own inclination. You can find this concept in the Holy Quran, chapter 53, verse 3. And that all his sayings are nothing but a revelation revealed. And again, this concept is in the Holy Quran, chapter 53, verse 4. Therefore, the fact that it comes from the Prophet signals that it is the will of Allah. The second point is of utmost importance. Notice from the verse that Allah puts His announcement in one side of the balance and the whole 23 years of spreading the message of Islam in the other. Allah tells the Prophet that if he does not deliver this announcement to the people, then it is as if the Prophet did not spread the message of Allah. All the hardships, battles, sufferings, patience, hard work were at stake, and they all depended on this one announcement.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, dear brothers and sisters, we are going to talk about the message of Ghadir Khum. So what is Ghadir Khum? What is Khum? What is Ghadir Khum? And what does this mean? So we need to clarify the point first and to talk about the message of it later on. The ceremonies of Hajj, the Ghadir Khum is a concept in the Shia school of Ahlul Bayt, a day that Imam Ali alayhi salam has been appointed by the Holy Prophet of Islam as the successor of the Holy Prophet, as the Imam of the nation. The Imamate starts from the Holy Prophet's successor, that is Imam Ali alayhi salam. So when did it happen and how did it happen and what was the story behind it and how is it like? This is what we are going to talk about today. The ceremonies of Hajj were over and the Muslims directly learnt the religious acts connected with Hajj from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet decided to leave Mecca for Medina. Orders for departure were given when the caravan reached the region of Rabiq, which is situated at a distance of 3 miles from Juhfa, one of the miqats, one of the places that usually Hujjaj perform, start becoming muhram from that area. Archangel Jibreel descended at a place called Ghadir Khum and communicated these verses to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Messenger, convey what is revealed to you from your Lord, for if you do it not, it would be as though you have not conveyed His message. Allah will protect you from the people. That is Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter Ma'idah, verse 67. The tone of the verse shows that the Almighty Allah entrusted a very important task to the Prophet.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
You're speaking today's a special, IRIB English Radio. Now we are going to listen a little bit about acts of Imam Ali alayhi salam in politics that prove politics and ethics can be combined. He would never resort to lying. One of the characteristics of the political behavior of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, was that he did not resort to oppressing people, telling lies, and carrying out oppressive measures. At the beginning of the Imam's caliphate, some people said to him that he should show some consideration for the influential personalities in society and that he should give them a larger share of public funds. They said, "Do not make them disobey you. Rather, you should attract their hearts." He replied, "Do you command me to achieve victory through oppression? By Allah, I won't do so. As long as the world goes on and as long as one star leads to another in the sky." It was not possible for Imam Ali to make friends through a display of oppression and by adopting incorrect and non-Islamic methods. Dear brothers and sisters, we go directly toward Eid al-Qadir, greatest Eid of Allah. In some narrations, it has been said that Eid al-Qadir is the Eid of Allah, the Great, and that it enjoys a status which is higher than all other Eids. What's the reason for this? Well, in the Holy Quran, there are ayahs which can only be matched with the issue of Qadir, not with any other issue. This is a well-known ayah which says, "This day have those who reject faith given up all hope of your religion, yet fear them not but fear me. This day have I preferred your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion." The Holy Quran, chapter 5, verse 3. This ayah is at the beginning of Surah Al-Ma'idah, and it is not compatible with any issue other than the issue of Qadir in terms of weight, significance, and value. Only such an issue can match the sentence, "This day have those who reject faith given up all hope of your religion."
In the religion of Islam, we have four Eids. One is Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of the month of Ramadan. The second was last week, Eid al-Adha, the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. The third Eid is every week on Friday. It's a day in which we seek closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it's a day of Eid. We gather with family members, friends. It's a wonderful day. The fourth and the greatest of all Eids is Eid al-Ghadir. Because on this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the religion for us. On this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the religion of Islam for us human beings. It is the greatest Eid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given humanity. On this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded His Messenger, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, to appoint the leader who would lead this ummah. To appoint a man who completed the religion of God. The Holy Quran says, on this day the religion was completed. Completed with what? With the authority and the leadership and the wilayah of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. This amazing leader whom we have neglected for 14 centuries. The world has not done justice to this amazing leader whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed for humanity. The commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. On that day, on the day of Ghadir, the 18th of Dhul-Hijjah, the Messenger of God made a very important prayer. He said, "O Allah, befriend whoever befriends him, support whoever supports him, and be the enemy of the one who is an enemy to Ali ibn Abi Talib."
I think we choose one of the interesting topics in Islamic world, and that is about Qadir. So let's continue on the next episode of today's special. Till then, Allah bless all of you and fi amanillah.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي